I'll do the Chad Veach. Welcome back to another Message Recap podcast. My name is Justin Oswald. I'm just kidding. It's not Justin. It is the one, the only, Nate Popejoy, your host, and I am here with...
Brad Livingston, also the one and only. It's good to be back. Welcome to the Message Recap podcast. We're really excited. Nate, thank you for a phenomenal introduction. Yes. Justin is on vacation. And so.
Toes in the water, butt in the sand, not a worry in the world. And
he's got a Coca-Cola in his hand.
Coke Zero in his hand.
Yeah, no, except he's in Nashville, so I'm not sure how any of that works, but yeah.
Yeah.
It can be insight. It can be up here. We don't care about all that. Okay. Yeah. This is not...
You act like you never have one.
Yeah,
like,
literally. Like, every photo we have of you in the church database, you're wearing or you're holding one of those cups. And then with us, first day on the job.
Woo!
Ashley Livingston.
Okay, I didn't know if I introduced myself.
Nope. Ashley Livingston. My wife. She does exist.
I do exist.
My wife. Yep. So it's good to have you.
Thanks.
Ash.
Happy to be here.
Yep. And so we're excited. Ash is, for those of you that don't know, Ashley has stepped into our TC Kids Director role, interim. So we're expecting somewhere between 9 and 12 months for her to be holding this position.
Come on.
We have another position we got our eyes on for her to be moving into early 2025, but... For now, she's going to help us get a few things moving in particular directions. Crystal has been doing an amazing job in TC Kids, been killing it.
Yeah.
Her and the team, you guys are amazing. But her husband is getting restationed. Kyle is getting restationed. And so we're like getting ready for some new changes. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. How do you feel, Ash?
I'm excited. I can't do this with Nate looking right at me.
Directing kids. Come on.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited. You guys kind of tango together. Yeah. You have them until you hand them off to him.
Yeah.
So, you guys are kind of in the next gen world. So,
I don't like the way that was phrased.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Imagine if Justin was here.
There's a lot of fifth graders coming up too, so I'm excited for that. But TJ, right? He's coming up. I think he's in fifth grade, so that's pretty cool. And then a lot of fourth graders.
Yeah.
All these kids are like excited. They're like, I can't wait to be in students and stuff. And I'm just y'all still kids, so you can't come up to students yet.
Yeah. So Ash, what? Give us just a short snippet of some of the ways you're excited of like some things you see coming for TC Kids. You're like, oh, this is going to be really dope. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm really excited about creating new spaces for people to serve in kids.
Come on.
And then really excited about getting the kids more involved in serving.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see that too. We really want to age down some of our serving opportunities at the church. So,
that's awesome.
Love to see some fourth, fifth graders get into greeting and serving in parking lot team in certain capacities.
With Tommy on the golf cart.
All that good stuff.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, so we're excited. Some of our most gangster dream teamers started serving at like 9 and 10. Man, Zach that serves in production.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there with that camera rig that's bigger than he is, and he's killing
great.
It. Yeah, killing it. So all that to say is that's gonna be really, really cool. I'm excited about that too. It'll be great. So yeah. Old Nate.
Yeah. One of the things you told me when I took on students, and we can even say like even younger now, is like if they don't own it when they're 10, if they don't own the church when they're 10, 9, 11, 12, they're going to leave it when they're 18. So
right.
We got to teach them to own it and serve and enjoy it. And we really get to do this. So
yeah,
it's pretty dope.
Absolutely. No, they're not the church of tomorrow.
They're the church of today.
That's right.
Let's go. Sorry if I just hurt your ears right there.
Yeah, exactly. So... No, yeah, we're super, super pumped. So it's going to be really cool. Excited for Ashley.
Excited
for Nate.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
exactly.
that.
All these fifth graders that are going to be graduating soon. So,
yeah.
One thing I want to do, that I want to figure out, how we can do better is like that. I think I talked to you about this, that rite of passage concept.
Yeah, that's our conversation is like, what does that look like? How do we celebrate that?
Yeah. Really like looking at how we can do rite of passage from like fifth grade to sixth grade better, from eighth grade to ninth grade better, like all those different deals and really like honoring that. I think it's so interesting, like every culture, like worldwide, you know, like Native American cultures and African culture, like, you know, they really look at rites of passage as a big deal. And I think like we can, us learning how to do that better, particularly in a Western American construct where fathers are absent, because fathers are usually the rite of passage people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, I think that's kind of lost in the home nowadays. So therefore it's not happening in their personal lives. So it's like, I think it's even more important that we do it in the church context, because so many of these kids don't have fathers in their home. Right. So,
So now you have Nate doing the rite of passage for these kids.
Oh, now that you put it that way, my gosh.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh man. But
just kidding.
Nate's like, let me teach you how to spell Chad Veach. So
this is your... He's a pastor of Zoe Church, if y'all don't know that.
But yeah. if you Google Chad Veach and then you put a side by side of him and Nate Popejoy, you'll see a lot of similarities.
Yeah. So, but he is Hispanic, so maybe I.
Are you
I,
Hispanic?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So, but
you said that like maybe. He is Hispanic.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, yeah. Which is like wild. Like maybe I do have. Maybe I'm a little Hispanic.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think that's how
that's
works.
Not how it works.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works at all.
Let us know if that's how that works.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's going to be good. Nate's going to be in charge of rites of passage or something. Actually, it'll probably be Rick.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor. And he'll lead Nate and lead Ash to take care of that. So, so it's been a good week.
Baptism Sunday.
Baptism Sunday.
Wild. Amazing.
What we have, like 22, 20?
23.
Oh,
23 people get baptized.
Come on.
Right here. Phenomenal. I think there's like 10 or 12 that of people that were like, I couldn't do it this Sunday, or my family's gonna be out of town, or whatever. And it's like, so they want to get baptized. They just didn't do it this past Sunday, which is like super cool, man. So baptism Sunday was so dope. We had, golly, I mean, it was packed out. We were using overflow again at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Just unbelievable, man. So wild what God is doing, and crazy.
There was a student who registered for baptism that morning because he wanted to do it so bad.
Yeah,
he was so ready for it.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Quinn.
Quinn. Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was awesome. So excited. He's like, please. Yeah, just listen, registered.
Quinn had me like in my feels, man, a little bit. I won't lie to you.
Tell us more.
So what most people don't know is like behind the scenes on Baptism Sunday is kind of anarchy, right? Yep. So like we have a green room. Everybody that's getting baptized is in the green room. They're watching a video where Pastor Rick on the video is kind of like explaining to them what to do with their hands, plugging their nose. So when they get in the tank, everyone kind of knows, right? It helps eliminate with the leg flare-ups or people getting water shooting up their nose or any of that stuff. Like, it just kind of streamlines the process. So, so everyone does that early on, like 30 minutes before service starts. They're watching the video and getting their T-shirt and all that stuff. Well, Quinn's rolling in a little late because he registered that morning. So, like, he wasn't there when everyone else was doing their thing.
Gotcha.
So they kicked on the video just for him while worship was going on.
Really?
So everybody else was already in that story. So it's really just him and some of our serve team for baptisms was in there. And so he's sitting there and Pastor Rick is on the video and Pastor Rick is like explaining to him the hands and all that stuff. And Quinn was like practicing.
Aww.
Like, so he was like this and he was like leaning back and like really thinking through like how this was going to go for him.
Yeah.
And I just happened to walk through the door right then because I was going to get my microphone. And I just happened to walk through the door and walk in the green room and he was like practicing. And I was just like,
aww.
I was like, that's super like cool. You know, like I think for us, don't get me wrong, I never get tired of baptisms. The wonder's never lost on me, but there is a like on baptism Sundays, there is a hurry up mentality for us because it's like
all the systems in place.
Yeah, I got to go change back out of that shirt into my preaching shirt and shoes and stuff. Like I got to go do all the stuff and hurry up and get my other microphone. And like, so there is like this hurry up mentality, especially if I'm on transition. If I'm not on transition, it's not as bad. But when I'm on transition, it's like, it's just like kind of crazy. So you don't really get to sit in the moment of, and like kind of experience it the same way because you're just kind of in a hurry. So, so that was a moment that kind of paused for me. And I was just kind of sitting there like, oh man,
yeah. Like and that's for super him to be cool. So young and know that it's such a serious thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
him
yeah.
to like really take it like, all right, this
yeah.
is serious.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of was like, it slowed me down for a minute. And I was like, man, that's touched my heart.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
job, Quinn.
Yeah.
Good job.
If you Quinn. Happen to listen or watch this, great job, buddy. And then you had two student leaders.
Yeah.
we had two students, and they were both excited. Like, God, just they just started coming. Like, yeah, God just changed their life. Orlandra and Xandria.
Oh, my gosh. When she walked out and she was jumping, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
They are culture carriers. And
absolutely.
Just like, man, God is just doing so much in their life. And just you could just see the joy. Like, that's not their joy, right? It's not like
right,
our
right,
joy.
Right.
It's like supernatural joy. And you sure. can see that. Someone mm-hmm. who isn't a Christian and, you know, God hasn't opened their eyes to his goodness and glory yet, like they see that. And there's like, there's something different about that person.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
that's not them. Like there's yeah. something different. Yeah. And you can tell that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, which is pretty cool. It's definitely pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. I was, same thing, because Rick baptized both
yes,
of them.
Yep, yeah.
So I was like, so again, what most people don't know is I'll baptize most people, and depending on how the schedule is flowing, I'll dip off stage and go change while Rick or Nate yeah. or whoever else is baptizing everybody else. And it lets me get a head start on like hurrying mm-hmm. up. And when they came out, I stood behind the curtain and I was like, I'm hanging out for this. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to see them get baptized. You know, not that everyone's not important, but like, I wanted to see, I could, yeah. those two in particular, and that like, that cluster of girls that they all come yeah. with is very,
when it all started,
so evident,
it all know? Started from an invite from Marcy Buffet. Like she invited them. Like it was just an invite, and they're like, yeah, and they came out, and like God just radically transformed their
100%.
Lives.
Yeah.
And it's, and it even like overflows into the high school girls small group and all that stuff. Like it's overflowing. Like just one invite,
dude.
One invite.
Come on,
and, you know, you just
come on,
come
one invite,
on.
Right? And so Marcy, like shout out to you, and like that,
phenomenal.
That is so it's dope.
Yeah,
it is so cool.
Yeah, and for the record, I think it's so interesting to say because like Marcy exists from an employment perspective in an environment where you do have to be very careful.
Yeah,
yep. You can't just be out there waving the Christian flag as in regards to like constantly talking about Jesus. You do have to kind of ACLU and all that nonsense, you know. So you have to, you know. And so she found a way to bring this invite to people, you know, and do it in a way that. That transform their life. And so for everybody that's out there, it's like, I don't know if my boss or whatever, it's like, you can do this. Like if you can invite them to the club, you can invite them to church. That's the way it's like,
that'll
you know,
preach.
So if like, yeah. So just do it, you know, invite them. But yeah, yeah. It's super, super special. And yeah, those, you know, and now there's, I mean, that, like you said, there's a whole like crew.
Oh yeah.
They're,
yeah. I mean,
they're
even
like
with
five
like
or six deep.
Motion night, the first motion night, they invited like their whole work. Cause they work at a restaurant down in Gulf Breeze near the Publix down there.
Okay.
It's like, so they invited like a lot, cause a lot of the students and kids, they're like in college age, high school, like serve and
yeah.
stuff like that. So they invited 10, 15 people.
Wow.
And yeah. It's like, so like they're bringing people in and like,
come on,
it's
dude.
Just, and it reminds you of your first love. You know, it reminds you, it's like, it reminds you like, you know how like NBA players will go back to the park and like go back to the roots and stuff. So like
seeing that
stuff, it like reminds you like that, it gives you that little spark yourself and you're like, nah, like that's why we do what we do.
Absolutely.
Like, let's go. Like,
yeah.
Let's.
100%.
Nate, you sound like a preacher.
Nate gonna preach. Hey, you got most of the night tomorrow night. Well, if you're watching this, maybe tonight, maybe not.
Maybe
we don't
not,
know
yeah.
the weather permitting. We're gonna figure that out. but nonetheless, yeah, no, it's but you're right, man. It's true. That's what literally. I think we just talked about this on a podcast last week or the week before. I was talking about like looking at coaching. Did I talk to y'all guys? Looking at coaching again?
I wasn't there.
Maybe I was. Maybe I know I mentioned it in pipeline, but I've considered, and I'm seriously considering, and I think I'm going to. I haven't even talked to her about this.
I was like, this is new to me.
Surprise.
actually, dude, it would be dope if we did it together. coach teenagers in basketball during the fall.
I've told Leah I thought about like even a DJ at Escambia, like even like asking him like what would it look like to like,
being like assistant coach.
Yeah, easy.
Absolutely. Like,
can you play basketball?
Sister in Christ. Sister Ashley. We laugh because there was something before we even started rolling that I said that. But
I do that sometimes. I try and rhyme. Like just sit there and try and like make rhymes and rap.
Make it happen.
Yeah. But I can't. It just doesn't happen. I can do like maybe two or three sentences, but then after that it just goes blank. Or it just becomes cringy. Or I just.
You're no Eminem. Do you know who Eminem is?
Sister. Sister in Christ.
Sister in Christ.
Sister in Christ. Yes. Yeah. I've played basketball. Oh,
Nate can play the basketball. Yeah, he can. Yeah. We played
basketball.
We, me and Nate hooped quite. Man, remember when I was going to Seminole? Nate was going with me on all those. Yeah.
I didn't know if he was just there to carry you.
I mean, I'm not.
Fair. That's fair. That could be.
I'm not like the best, but I mean, I'm better than.
Nate knows what he's doing.
You could tell I play organized. You can tell the difference between people who play organized basketball growing up and everything and people who haven't. And, you know, I can.
You can hoop.
Yeah.
Play a little bit. So I thought about, I reached out to one of my boys that used to run the leagues around here. And I think he's going to run a church league in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I want to coach that. So I'm trying to get them. Hopefully they're going to do, I would love to coach like 12 to 14 year old. That was where I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Because. I didn't do great coaching like 8 to 10 year olds. That's a little too like.
Well, 8 to 10 year olds
a little
is like,
too.
They really don't cat. Know. Yeah,
it's
really
a little too herding cats for me.
And then after like 15 to 18, it's like they almost think they already know what they're doing and they don't want to listen as much. So like the 12 to 14 is like very impressionable.
Age.
Very like, hey, I'm gonna listen to you and you can like teach them authority. Teach them like, hey, whenever you move on, like listen to your coach. Like, no, that.
Well, and that's what man. I I did, we coached that league thing that we did when I was a youth pastor. Like, it was just completely random, man. There was like 6 or 7 kids in the youth group, and there was no leagues that they could get in at the time. They're like, will you just coach us? And I was like, we're not playing anywhere. They're like, coach us anyways. And I was like, okay. All right. So I literally, every Saturday morning, we would go meet at the park across from the Catholic Church on 67th, I think, over on the west side, over by Escambia.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a Catholic church right by Escambia.
I know where Escambia is. I don't know any roads.
Okay, but, all right. Yeah. So if you go down to Escambia, you know, if you pass Escambia on your left, you get to that red light?
Yes.
On the corner is a Catholic church.
Okay,
right next to it is a bunch of basketball courts. Anyways.
Ah, okay.
So we literally was like, let's meet out there. And we called them the Little Flower Courts. Let's meet out there and I'll coach you guys.
Yeah.
And the first day, like 18 kids came.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's awesome.
And it's like, we don't even have we're not doing anything. So
they just wanted to learn.
They just want, and I think by the time we were done, there was 30 something kids coming every Saturday morning, at like 9 a.m. to like,
that's awesome.
And like, we were coaching them and like, we would do like little sit downs with different ones. It's like someone was having like a tough time or one of them got suspended or whatever. It's like, and like me, Ryan, Dan, a bunch of us, it was just like super cool, man. But all that to say, it was like,
that's cool.
Now you're going to take Nate with you.
Now I'm going to take Nate.
Hey, I'm down for it because I mentored this one student and we were playing basketball and stuff and he was just shooting but his dribbling wasn't there. And it's like, that's the foundation. Like that's the fundamentals. Like they don't,
if your legs aren't under you good, you can't do nothing.
I'm telling you, if they don't know the fundamentals, they need taught the fundamentals because anybody can shoot a basketball to the hoop, but like you got to dribble and you got to be able to handle the rock. See, that's how you know.
Like the word of God.
Come on. All right. Sorry. That was too much.
Sorry.
Too much. Some music right there.
I got you. Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
The app.
You do it.
The app.
Oh, where's it at?
Is your volume up?
No.
There you go.
Yeah,
you gotta say it again.
Yeah.
That's great.
We were talking about you last night from when I preached at Friendship.
Oh, Friendship?
Yeah, and I said you almost got adopted. You almost got like 4 new black aunties.
Everyone loved you.
I like that. Like,
I know. I know you did. I saw you. Yeah.
Leah,
on the other hand.
Oh.
she was 45 minute mark. She was like, what time exactly are we leaving? But no, no, it was cool going back to coaching basketball. I would like to coach basketball in the fall. Yeah. The reason I say that is when I was, so every January I do like an assessment, a personal assessment of like, how do I feel like I'm doing physically, mentally, spiritually, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, the one score that was just low for me this year was like my interactions with unsaved people, like being in the, like, yeah.
Shout out Pastor Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Me and Pastor Scott talked about this and I was like, I was really bummed about it. So I reached out to Joel Harrison. We're trying to do some stuff for the girls' basketball team and me being a little more present. And then I thought about coaching. I was like, if I could find 12 to 14-year-olds to coach, then I'm not only ministering to teenagers, but their parents too. Like, we can be in both spheres. You know what I mean? So I was just like, that would be super cool. Plus, they're 12 to 14. That's easy. Your age bracket.
Literally. Yeah, no. Yeah. Easy. Done. Easy money.
We're doing it.
Let's go.
This fall. Coming to you this fall.
Yes.
We'll do a podcast about it, maybe. Like a vlog.
Yeah.
Is vlogging a real thing still, Kyle? Is that okay?
Yeah, YouTubers. Yeah.
I didn't know. I feel like video podcasts have become all the rage. I didn't know if vlogging is still a thing.
Yeah, vlog. I mean, even with like plays and stuff, see, I'm like, you got me on this train. I follow Instagram accounts and stuff that have reels that design plays for coaches, and you can take these plays and use them. And they're simple plays, and they're like plays that people have used for years on years. Yeah, so like
the pick and roll.
Oh, easy. Like they don't even know what that is anymore. I play pickup with some high schoolers and stuff, and like, yes, the pick and roll is amazing. It is foundational, just like the word of God. Hallelujah. All right.
This is great. Yeah. This is one of my favorite apps, by the way.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God. I feel like turning around.
Sorry. All right. We're going to give it a go. Podcast. We'll see what happens. Come in the fall. What's that?
I said this podcast.
I'm telling you, this is Ashley, before we started recording, is like, what is the way, how does this flow? And it was like, whatever direction we wanted to go in is how it flows. So the more we structure it, the more people are like, it's okay. And the more we're like, let's just see what happens. Apparently that's what the people want to see, is us off the cuff living our best life or whatever. So, so we're doing it.
That's awesome. That'd be fun. But something else that happened on Sunday.
The meetup.
Cortel.
Oh, yeah.
In the meetup. But
Cortel.
Cortel brought me Dumb and Dumber from on DVD that I'm going to watch.
Nate finally still has not seen Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
So Cortel brought him.
And how old are you?
27 years young.
Years young.
Yeah.
So. 27 years old and never seen Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. So, but we don't have to talk about that anymore, because I think we exhausted that conversation. But
I don't think we have.
But you still haven't watched it.
This is iconic movie.
But we're gonna watch it.
Shaped a generation, Nate.
Yeah. did it though. But we had the meetup. Yeah.
We had the meetup Sunday night, which was really dope. A lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of new people. Some of you, if you're watching, listening, we got to meet some of you. Spend some time with you. It's so cool, because like almost every conversation I had was like, it's so cool to be able to talk to you for just a few minutes and like. You know, and most of them, it was really special because there was a lot of like, you know, in their story, it was a lot of like, man, I never really connected to church this way. I've never, you know, like some of them were like, my wife has always been really connected. I've never been, some of the men were like, I've never really been connected, but there's something different about Transformation Church and they're serving now and stuff like that. I'm just like, come on, dude, like that's super cool and very humbling, you know, where it's like, God's just doing something here and we're excited to be a part of it. But yeah, there was I don't know, what do y'all think? 50, 60 people in that room?
There's a lot, dude.
Yeah, like 50,
that,
yeah.
That
yeah.
could have, is that the record,
you think? No. We've been elbow to elbow in there a few times before. Gotcha. But honestly, I felt like every person in the room this past Sunday, I actually got a chance to like spend a little bit of time with, which made it, you know, it's like, it was really good.
Sometimes it's nice to have the smaller groups.
Yeah, for sure. Reason. Yeah. So it was cool, man, to get in there and hang out with them and kick it some and meet some of the new people. Some of them are getting ready to start Next Steps. Some have already finished Next Steps. Like they're already plugged in. I was like, golly, one of them, I actually dapped him up on Sunday. He was serving. The one that was telling me, like, I've never served before, but and something different. I was, he was serving on venue control down by the kids.
Oh, really?
During, I don't remember what service it was, maybe 11:30, but so I want to walk past him. I always like that. I always walk past that venue control position when I'm going from the green room to the auditorium, you know. And so I always make it a point to, like, whoever's on venue control there, like, stop for a minute, dap them up, tell them thank you. Like, man, we really appreciate you serving. Like, you know, that's such a thankless position. Venue control is kind of a thankless area. That position in particular, you're kind of down by the kids, like kind of getting crapped on by parents sometimes. You know what I mean? Like,
big time.
They're the ones kind of like playing security for the kids. Yeah. So it's like,
that's
an
important
position. Yeah, they're not always, it's not, you know, you're the one telling parents no a lot of times, where it's like, hey, can I, no, hold on. Like, so all that to say is, like, I always try to make it a point to, like, thank you for serving. Like, we really appreciate it. Anyways, so he was there. And then I met him Sunday. He's like, I've never – we've been at the church we were at before this one for 14 years, never wanted to serve.
Wow.
And, like, something about this place makes me want to serve and be part of it. And blah, blah. I was like,
come on.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So he also said he can get us keys to a basketball gym.
Oh, yeah? Really?
I'm gonna wear you.
I'm gonna keep hitting it. A bruise on my arm.
He talked about it. So it's exciting, man. A lot of cool things happening in that regard. And then I met some different people. Worship people want to get plugged in there. And a lot of, like, I feel like every girl I talk to is like, I want to talk to your wife because TC Kids. I'm passionate about that.
Met a few people that are already on the team that just joined the church like a month ago.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay.
It's unbelievable.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. No, it is, man. Things are happening. I didn't even get numbers. Anybody hear numbers from Sunday? Mm. I'm just curious. I know it was like overflowing.
Here, wait. I'll do the Pastor Justin. I don't know. I hope he watches this.
I was
going to say, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Those numbers can't be right. Those are Easter numbers.
We had 300
online. Wow. Hmm. Yeah, those are Easter numbers that I'm looking at, I think.
I mean, I think that's one of the most we probably ever had on like a...
Oh, no, here it is. Hold on.
On a normal Sunday.
1959. Give us a second.
Yeah. I met this dude that grew up an hour from where I grew up, born and raised. A town called Clarion, which is an hour from Slippery Rock, if you ever heard of Slippery Rock.
Slippery Rock.
That's where I grew up, in Pennsylvania, yeah. So that was pretty cool. And his favorite basketball player is Damian Lillard. So that's my favorite basketball player. So
he may be disqualified from the Cool Kids Club.
Yeah. How much?
1,044 in the auditorium.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
1,044 in the auditorium.
1,044 in the auditorium. I have different numbers than you. I don't know which ones are right. Gotcha. Yeah. So it was a lot. I know that. So unbelievable, man. Yeah.
And Cindy and Tommy's story, the video.
Oh yeah.
Dear heavens.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think we kept Kleenex in business on Sunday.
Yeah.
No, yeah, story was really, really good.
And there's so much of the story that wasn't in the video.
Yeah.
Like, so much more.
Well, yeah, that's what it was like, you know, John was messaging me. He's like, dude, how do we tell this story in 8 minutes? And I'm like, we're going to do our best, you know. And, but, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of, especially after the wreck, you know what I mean? Like, the after the wreck portion, you know, and just through that whole tenure of, like, you know, of pain, struggle, and redemption, and just how special it was. And even down to, like, you know, one of the things that didn't make it in the video, I don't even know if they talked about it, you know, it's like he racked up, you know, $1 million worth of hospital bills, and the hospital forgave it. Like, called him one day. It was like, we want you to be the patient of the year. We're erasing your hospital debt. Like, yeah, like stuff like that. It's crazy.
And got a scholarship to go to Shands to get rehab,
which is hundreds
of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, $500,000, I think. And it's like, and didn't have any health insurance or anything like that. So, like, he didn't, he would have had to have, I mean, he'd be in debt up to his eyeballs at this point. But he, and then, first got denied from Shands. He got denied to go to Shands. They said they wouldn't bring him in because they have like a success rate, and his his physical condition was like, we don't know that he can get rehabbed enough.
Gotcha. So
like,
gotcha.
You know, Shands is where a lot of like military people go when they have spinal injuries and gotcha. Stuff like that. So it's like every spot at Shands is like high demand. And they really deal with neurological and spinal stuff.
Not Shands. Shands is in Gainesville. It's the one in...
Which one?
Shands is where we went.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Shands at Children's Hospital.
It's the S.
Hold on. Please hold.
Shannon's.
Rehab Hospital near Atlanta.
Ashley, look it up. Anyways, whatever it is called, it's really hard to get into. Once you get into it, it's like... Shepherd.
Ah, found there it at the same time.
Shepherd's is where they're going, not Shands. Shands is the Children's Hospital in Gainesville. Shepherd's Hospital. And if you get denied, you don't really get, they don't look at your case again.
Yeah, they don't give you.
And Tommy's doctor, the one that went in and pinched him on the chest. So the full story of that is, they were telling us he's gone, he's brain dead. After Christmas, the wreck happened the day before Thanksgiving. He was in a coma. Well, they told us 3 weeks in, after Christmas, we'll let them stay on the machines. After Christmas, you got to turn them off and say your goodbyes. That's when they were like bringing in the organ donor papers.
Yeah, because he was like having no movement.
Brain activity, nothing. And my dad looked at the doctor and was like, we're taking our son home. He shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Like, and so the doctor was not discouraging. He was a great doctor. He was just kind of like, okay, well... Even still, you know, and the doctor was walking past Tommy's room one day, and something, the way the doctor told the story is like something made him just stop. He was like, so he just walked in the room and was like kind of just checking Tommy, checking certain things, and he pinched him in the middle of his chest, and Tommy, in a coma, reached up and grabbed his hand. Yeah. The doctor like freaked out.
Yeah, he started calling Pastor Dan.
Yeah, he called Pastor Dan from Tommy's bedside. He was like, I don't know what's happening in your son, but the conversation we have yesterday, something has changed, and we need to have some new conversations. And he said it could have been a one-time accident, could be a fluke, but I don't think so.
Yeah, he's like, forget everything I told you.
Forget everything I told you. This kid has brain activity.
Wow.
And
that's Tommy. He has like 9 lives. He's not gonna give up.
But he's running low. He's got to chill out. They sent Tommy's stuff up to Shepherd Hospital. Shepherd's denied him because they were like, he's not at a state we can help him. Gotcha. If we give him a bed here right now, then a soldier or someone else that we could actually help will be missing out on help. Yeah. And we don't think we can help him. But the thing is, they never look at a case twice. So once it's denied, it's denied. Well, that doctor got on a plane. He knew one of the board members of Shepherd's Hospital from how I remember it. Got on a plane, flew to Atlanta, and walked into their board meeting and was like holding Tommy's papers and was like, you guys have to accept this kid. And like went to bat for him, and they brought him in. Yeah, it was like super crazy. And Shepherd's was phenomenal. I mean, like they in the way other people, and we experience this, like they perform miracles, like in how they treat and help people. It's just unbelievable. So he was there for 6 months, I think.
Long time.
Yeah.
We were the whole family was like taking weeks at a time
off of
on
work.
Rotation.
And going up there on rotation to be with him. Yeah. So like Cindy and Ash would go for a week. Then me and Ryan would go for a week. My dad would go for a week. And then my mom would go with someone else. Like we were just on rotations up there.
Going shopping.
Yeah, literally. So, so that's a little bit more full picture of like how that happened. So, you see him now and it's like unbelievable. Dr. G with his teeth, Tommy got his teeth knocked out in the wreck. And Dr. G here in town, I found out about a story and called him. It's like, we want to fix you, do everything for free, and did everything for him. Like unbelievable, dude. Like, yeah. I'm like, this kid,
that is wild.
Golly, I keep saying kid, he's older than me, but unbelievable. So the full story, it's a lot, man. It's just
he has
so
a video
much.
On YouTube. You
If you go, if you were to get on YouTube and go Tommy's Journey, like Tommy apostrophe S, Tommy's Journey, you can find a little bit longer story of it's old. I mean, that we did that in 2011, I think, is when we made that video. So, but it kind of gives you a little bit fuller picture to understand how bad it was and some of those things. So, but yeah, no, it was real good. Anyways, yeah, the video wrecked.
Yeah.
People, especially like I was crying. I've heard this story. I've told the story 200 times, let alone heard it. Like, yeah. And I was still just like, oof. You know, and then the loss of her dad, but then her leading her dad to Jesus. That was, oh God, yeah. That wrecks me every time. So yeah, so good. Yeah. It's Ashley's bestie, by the way.
Yeah.
So she's super proud. yeah. So Sunday was good. So we got another day coming up. Another Sunday coming up. Another story to tell. You know who this Sunday is?
I don't, but I do. I think
do
I
do. You?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we say it out loud?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like if you're watching the podcast, then you have special access to.
I would agree. What, I concur.
What you talk about and what TC's going through.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. So this Sunday, we're telling Lexi Tregoning's story.
Lexi.
My God.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah.
That's.
Go ahead and get the Kleenex ready.
Literally.
I cry thinking about it.
Yeah, literally. It's her story is a powerful one. The title of that sermon is "What Is God Doing?"
Hmm. And she's Cindy's daughter.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, she's Cindy from Tommy and Cindy. It's Cindy's daughter, which, yeah, lots of stories.
Yeah.
What's interesting is a lot of these stories are actually old TC stories, but so many people have joined the church, and we've not really told the stories. So it's like we're kind of circling back and being like, hey, let's tell some of these stories that most people don't know about. It's like what I said on Sunday. It's like a lot of these people, you're passing them through the hallway and you see the joy on their face, or the students, you know, they see Lexi, but they won't know like what she's gone through. You know what I mean? Like they don't know, you know, they may see her and her mom and Anthony now, but they may not know the whole story. And how that's impacted her and some of those things. So anyways, yeah, it's going to be really, really good. We have some new stories too, but we have some old ones. So, and then we have a couple stories. We have one story that it's kind of an old story. We've just never told it. And that's Juwan's story.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be really, really cool. So it's going to be a really exciting series. A lot of people have been like, this series is going to be awesome. And I'm like,
yeah.
We're gonna be Amazon and Kleenexes for a little while now, but it's gonna be good. So, but anyways, so that's all we got going on here at Transformation Church. Just changing lives,
living life to the fullest.
Yep. What do you think, Ash?
Yeah. Welcome,
over
welcome,
here giggling.
Thanks.
Welcome to Transformation Church.
I'm giggling because how country you got when you said that.
Well, Build-A-Brad almost came out.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
I have an alter ego, everyone. His name's Build-A-Brad. If we're doing construction projects, he tends to show up. Maybe one day we'll let him on the podcast.
No.
Probably not.
You should. No. That'd be great.
Must leave with shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We'll see. We'll see if one day he can make an appearance. So, but until then, if you want to find out more information about church, if this podcast made you go, man, I need to know more information about these guys, go to transformationchurch.com or social media, Transformation Pensacola on all social media outlets, Instagram, TikTok,
platforms,
Facebook,
YouTube, all that good stuff. So give us a share, a follow, a like, a subscribe, all those things. We greatly appreciate it. And everyone give Ashley a shout out because she's here. Yep, doing it.
Happy to be here.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all next time for another week, another message recap podcast.
Peace.
Bye.